The millions of people around the world who saw the shuttle Columbia fall apart in the heavens. It was a tragedy in the sky above. For the three astronauts orbiting Earth aboard the International Space Station, the loss of Columbia was a tragedy in the sky below. The work aboard the space station continues. Commander Ken Bowersox, cosmonaut Nikolai Budarin, and senior officer Don Pettit arrived there last November. On Thursday morning, we spoke with them as the space station, known to mission controllers as Alpha, 245 miles above the Earth. We started with a sound check.
NPR, this is Houston. Please call Alpha for a voice check.
Alpha, this is NPR. How do you hear me?
NPR, Alpha's got you loud and clear.
Commander Bowersox, Scott Simon here. How are you?
Hi, we're all doing great. And you?
Just fine. I imagine we probably have a little more snow than you, and not quite the great view. Can you tell us what you gentlemen can see out of your windows of the space station now?
Well, we saw a lot of snow on the East Coast yesterday when we were looking down trying to take pictures, but there's still been a lot of clouds. We haven't been able to see as much of the East Coast as we'd like.
You know, you three gentlemen, you, Commander Bowersox, and Nikolai Budarin, and Don Pettit are the only human beings orbiting our Earth, but you had company until a few weeks ago. Were you able to communicate with the crew from Columbia when they were up?
Yes, and we had one particular conference with them that was very memorable, where we had a ship-to-ship call and got to share some thoughts about flying in space. It was a really great experience, and I'm glad we had that opportunity.
Don Pettit, you were playing chess with someone aboard Columbia?
We've been sending emails back and forth, and we would sign off our emails with a move.
May I ask the three of you, and since you have the microphone now, Mr. Pettit, maybe you first, then Commander Bowersox, could you share with us those moments when you learned about what happened to Columbia and what they were like for you?
For me, at first it was a shock that we'd lost an orbiter, and then I was filled with hope that some of the crew, or all of the crew, might have been able to survive through the emergency egress equipment that we have on board, and we were anxiously waiting to see whether any transponders were picked up, whether any of the crew would be recovered.
Commander Bowersox.
I think that reaction was pretty much mutual for the rest of us.
Mr. Budarin, can you handle that question for us?
It was a shock for all us. We lost our colleagues, our friends, and we lost the spacecraft.
Commander, you and your crew were, I guess, scheduled to depart that space station in March on the shuttle Atlantis, and I'm wondering if you have any word now or expectation on when you might be able to get back to Earth.
Well, our management teams down on the ground are working the problem right now, trying to sort out just what the best thing is to do. One capability that we have all the time is our Soyuz vehicle that's parked all about 20, 30 yards from me right now. Mm-hmm. And in any situation, we can get aboard that vehicle and come home. So we always have a way home. We just need to now see how we're going to supply the station, see the best way to keep the science mission going, the best way to keep a crew on board, and then we'll worry about when we come home.
I mean, I suspect the three of you will be friends for the rest of your lives. That being said, do you ever have a little too much contact with each other? Not like you can go out and take a walk, after all.
Well, the station is pretty big, so if there's any friction or if you find that you just need to get away from someone, there's a lot of room where you can go and find a quiet place. But it's a lot like with your family on a long trip. No matter how much you like a person, there's always a chance that you're going to be irritated with them at some point. Just you learn to maintain respect. That's the line we never cross. We never try to break respect.
Yeah, you never say to Don or Nikolai, now don't make me stop this vehicle.
I've never had to do that.
Well, Commander Bowersox, thank you very much, and the entire crew for being with us. Ken Bowersox, Don Pettit, and Nikolai Budarin, the crew of the International Space Station. Thanks for being with us.
It's been great talking with you today.
During the course of our interview, the space station traveled about 2,500 miles from the South Pacific up to the western coast of Mexico. To see images of the space station and a video of our interview, you can go to npr.org.